one way to communicate with your partner, and I think especially good to model in front of the kids, is to share some vulnerability. Hey, you know, I've been feeling overwhelmed. I was a little frustrated when the place was messy. And then here's a request. Next time, give me a heads up if it's messy, or could you pick up the dishes before you go, or do the dishes before you go? And if you can, space out your work trips.
Welcome to the Healthy Relationship Secrets for Parents podcast, saving your relationship from parenthood. So the question is, how can we be great parents and have an amazing relationship at the same time? That's the question, and this podcast will provide the answers.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. This is part two of my story. In part one, I talked a little bit about my divorce, my relationship with my ex, and our experience with couples counseling. So if those topics seem interesting to you, go ahead and check out part one. In this one, I want to fast forward more towards today, my story as it is now. And as I tell my story, I share some things that I learned along the way. And hopefully this can be of value towards your journey to having the relationship that you want. And sometimes it's interesting to hear other people's experiences. So fast forward to today. As you may or may not know, I've been married to my wife, Jessica, for over 6 years, and we've been together for over 10 years. And we have two daughters, a 4.5-year-old and 13 months at the time of this recording. I gotta say, although things are stressful, I am happy. I am content. Not only is it pretty cool being a dad of two amazing young girls, Jessica and I have a healthy relationship. We share laughs. We have emotional intimacy. We have physical intimacy, sexual intimacy. Sorry, I'm not trying to give you too much TMI, but just sharing what's real. It wasn't always the case, Jessica and I. Let me share a little bit about after my divorce. Man, I was kind of, the relationship template that I had then is a lot different than it is now. I was coming from a relationship of, I got you. Why didn't you do this? We bring up grievances in a elevated tone. In other words, we're not requesting, we're just complaining. And so that was a lot of the template that I had before. Although at the time, when just kind of started dating, I was actually learning from Stan Tackin about how to have healthy relationships. So although I think I was better, I still had a lot to learn. And I still needed to experience a healthy relationship. I didn't really know how to do that. Here's one small example. When we first started dating, Jessica was at the gym and she loves to work out. And she was going to come by my place, but I didn't know when she was coming by. I assumed maybe she'll be there 6 or so. But 7:30 rolls around and she came by and I was pretty upset. Although I didn't really text her before that I remember of, hey, where you at? Where you coming home? I just had this uncommunicated expectation of when I think she should be home. And when she wasn't home at that time, I was upset with her. Instead of requesting, hey, you know what? Next time, can you give me a heads up on when you're going to be back? Or here's vulnerability with a request. Hey, I was missing you a little bit. I wanted to hang out with you. Next time, can you give me a heads up on when you're going to be home? That's a lot better than what I did was, oh my God, what were you doing? What took you so long? You couldn't call me? And with the latter, what I get in return is a defense. I don't get a response to what was really going on, which was I wanted her there to hang out. I get a response to my energy, which may be like, oh, give me a break. I'm just a little bit later. Can I work out? So you can see how relationships can be difficult to navigate. Now, take that simple situation. What I would do was, hey, when you coming back home? Or if she does get home, hey, next time, can you give me a heads up on when you're coming back? I was getting worried about you. That's a lot different. But also, too, you know, we've had enough experience between us. We know each other really well that we can give each other grace. My previous relationship, we didn't have much grace. But now with Jess and I, if she's running late and she's at the gym, I give her grace because I know that's her thing. And now I'm not watching the clock. Come home when you're done working out, right? I mean, of course I want like a some heads up, but that's the one kind of byproduct of a healthy relationship. It's grace. Of course, it doesn't mean you don't communicate, but basically we know that both of us are trying our best, that we don't wake up on a mission to piss each other off. I share this with couples, and the couples I do share with, they seem to appreciate this. I don't have a manual that says, today I am going to do number 4B to really get under Jess's skin, right? We don't do that. A lot of what we do is automatic. And if we have enough good experience and trust going between each other, then we can give that grace. Now, it doesn't mean we don't work. So let me tell you a little bit about my ongoing work. Even after I've done all these relationship classes and all this kind of therapist-y healing, and Jess and I have done our own couples counseling, of course. But nowadays with kids, time is of the essence. And if something's bothering us, the next question is, when do we share it? Luckily, we can share it in front of our 13-month-old daughter. I'm pretty sure she can understand what we're saying. I don't know, maybe she can. So we need to have understanding or agreements on when and how we bring things up. And so this happened yesterday, actually. My wife went out of town recently, and she had back-to-back out-of-town excursions for work. And, you know, the first one's cool. You know, hey, I'm home doing the dad thing. I'm getting two girls ready in the morning, taking them to school or daycare, picking them up, and then me going to work. And as you're hearing this, you might be thinking, woe is me. But hey, full disclosure, it can sometimes be a lot, you know, if it's a few days in a row of just you. That's why, side note, my hat goes off to single parents. Also, stay-at-home parents, because, dang, you don't want to get a break. I sort of romanticized the idea of stay-at-home anything in my 20s and 30s. Nowadays, man, you know, that's tough because when I go to work, I have adult interactions, although work can be stressful. But man, being with kids all day, that is a tough job. But again, hey, of course, I love my daughters, right? But man, it just seems we got to have a break. So I had a little bit of resentment that she had back-to-back trips and I was getting a little bit stressed at work. And also there was some resentment because from my perspective, I felt like she left things a little bit messy. So the kind of attitude is, okay, well, can you just clear my mess for me? See you. Now, I talked about grace, but now I'm just going to be saying the opposite of what I just shared. Because after our conversation, she was like, hey, I had so much going on. I'm sorry I left the house messy for you. One of the benefits of communication. And so when she was back, I just wasn't in a good headspace. And as I mentioned in part one, my style to deal with conflict is passive aggressive withdrawal. And as I mentioned, that's something that was modeled and then I learned growing up. In my family, we didn't bring up frustrations in a constructive way. If we did bring up frustrations, it would be via anger or through some form of acting out. And although I coach people to do this all day, this is my challenge to first be aware of what's bothering me. Again, that's some of my work. And then second is to have the courage to share that. Now, this is all new territory for me. Because in the past, my style would be to pout until Jess said, "Hey, what's going on?" And then I may start, "Oh, never mind, whatever." This is the passive aggressiveness. Then I'm in my adult state of mind right now, so me just sharing it, it's kind of annoying. I guess maybe I can say I annoy myself when I'm like that. I was aware of what was bothering me, and then I shared it. Now, I didn't share it via yelling. I didn't share it via complaint. But this is what happens as of years of couples counseling and coaching. It was something like, yeah, when you left, I was a little bit frustrated. The place was messy. And I would like if you have the opportunity to space out your work trips more. So basically to have more space in between your work trips. I know that seems like a small thing, but for me, that's a really big deal. And the way I shared it, Jess was able to take that in. Okay, you know, I get it. And then she shared her perspective. Hey, just so you know, I had a lot of work, you know, going on, and I had this and that. And she said, yeah, of course, maybe I can space out my work trips. And then she shared, oh yeah, by the way, I was a little upset when you didn't take our daughter to her physical therapy. Physical therapy is every Wednesday. It was on my planner, but I was just stressed. I was kind of treading water, completely spaced it. But here's another thing I learned. And also, I think because we do have the trust, we do give each other grace. I didn't defend myself. I was like, hey, you're right. I know it was on my planner. I totally screwed that up. These may seem like small things, but for me, this type of stuff didn't happen in my previous relationship. And I also think it's a really good thing to model in front of our kids. Basically, we were able to have a talk, you know, to let out some of the steam. Because if we don't let the steam out, it's going to build up. And for me, I let it build through passive aggressive withdrawal. And if I let it build up, if I let the pressure build, so to speak, and then resentment is going to start growing. And then I'm going to get snappy, maybe angry, and that's not a good thing. So maybe this boils down to communication, having tools to be able to communicate. And let me share kind of a theme of this. One way to communicate with your partner, and I think especially good to model in front of the kids, is to share some vulnerability. Hey, you know, I've been feeling overwhelmed. I was a little frustrated when the place was messy. And then here's a request. Next time, give me a heads up if it's messy. Or could you pick up the dishes before you go? Or do the dishes before you go? And if you can, space out your work trips. That is a really good technique or communication tool, sharing vulnerability and giving a request. Basically, what you're doing is you're helping your partner help you. Because as I mentioned earlier, our partner can't do much with a complaint, and depends on how the tone of the complaint is. Oftentimes, they're responding to the tone via defense and not the content of. So that's a little snippet. I guess I'll call it my story part two. This is one of the quicker recordings that I've done. Oh, and I want to share, I recently put together a mini course that is totally free. And I'm going to put a link to it in the show notes. Basically, what it is some of the things I just talked about. And one of the things that I share is moving from a complaint to a request, as I shared. That's in the course. And I give you a worksheet on that too. The course is called Steps Parents Can Take Now to Improve Your Relationship. So it's a 13-minute video with some worksheets. And I just basically go through different steps, principles that I have used that has provided the foundation for a healthy relationship between Jess and I. And there's also links to a couple videos. One is the feedback wheel, and I'll mention that in a future podcast. Basically, it's a framework to give feedback to your partner. And I recorded a video of that that's free. It's unlisted. And so the only way you can get it is if you check out the free mini course. So I'm going to leave a link to that and check it out. I hope that it can be a benefit for you so you can do something right now that can improve your relationship. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey, if you like this, I would love for you to give us a review and share this with your friends and family members who could benefit from this information. Thank you so much for listening.